This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, along with co-host, Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy. Hello, Mark.
Hey there, Dave.
We're looking at how newly legal same-sex marriage in Rhode Island may impact the local economy. And to help us with that, our guest is President and CEO of Discover Newport, Evan Smith. Evan, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
A quick word on what is Discover Newport. What is your perspective?
We are a destination marketing company. We're the official state tourism marketing organization for the 9 towns of Newport and Bristol County. So we promote travel and tourism into the 9 towns of both those counties.
Evan, we're talking about the beginning of same-sex marriage. Because you know about Newport and about Newport County, Bristol County, what percentage of the weddings and celebrations in the state happen in Newport and in Bristol County? Do you have a sense of that?
Well, we do about 1,500 weddings a year in the 9 towns. Most of those are May through October. As a destination resort, our market share for the entire state is roughly probably 20 to 25%. About a quarter of the weddings that are going to happen statewide are going to happen somewhere in one of those 9 towns.
And it's probably more their destination weddings, right? I mean, that you have the mansions in Newport, you have Ocean Cliff, you have Castle Hill, you have all these various venues that are, kind of fun.
Destination weddings are kind of in vogue now across the United States, around the world. And the definition of destination wedding is that you may not be getting married in your hometown, that you're transporting your family and friends and guests to a place to celebrate your unity.
Now, the change, what do you think is going to happen incrementally in terms of the wedding business, say, for instance, in the Discover Newport's area?
I think right now we're starting to see an accelerated pace of inquiries coming in from same-sex couples from around the United States asking for pricing and bids about what it would cost to get married in our destination. So they're starting the shopping process. And those sales leads will then start to transform into book business for us. We are forecasting, I guess is the right word, that we could see upwards of a 10% increase in the total number of weddings based on the addition of same-sex marriages next year.
Now, do you think the nature of these weddings and receptions is going to be the same as the opposite sex weddings? Just because you probably have a lot of elderly men and women who've been couples but haven't had the chance to make their relationship official who are now doing it. My guess is that they're not going to have the same kind of party as two 25-year-olds.
I think we're going to see a spectrum of celebrations. I think the larger percentage of those celebrations will be skewed towards the more laid-back celebration, if we would, Mark, about that. And I think some people just want to celebrate this with their close inner circle. Certainly, there will be others that want to celebrate this in grand style and whoop it up. And why not? This is a great day for them, and it's personally, I think it's a great day for Rhode Island. So I think we're going to see a spectrum of those. But most of those, I think, would be on the lower key side.
What would you expect to be the ripple effect through the tourism and, we'll say, wedding industries in the Newport area, in your area of observation?
Well, there's a great deal of excitement and anticipation right now in a wide range of services that are utilized for the wedding industry. So most people, I think, have an appreciation that a wedding includes venues, it includes houses of worship, they include florists, musicians, transportation companies, and a long list of other services. And so we're going to see the expansion of those services as the number of weddings grows. And so I think it's just a better bottom line for a lot of these businesses.
The Cheap Flights blog recently listed Newport as a major top attraction for weddings in general, for same-sex wedding destinations, and I'm speaking internationally. What's the attraction of Newport?
Well, we were very excited to find out this week that CheapFlights.com ranked us in the top 10 of up-and-coming gay wedding destinations. The appeal, I believe, is the exact same about the destination, whether you're same-sex couple or opposite-sex couple. You want to go someplace that's romantic. Everyone walks the beach. Everyone likes to watch a sunset. Everyone likes to go out and celebrate with a great meal. Everybody wants to enjoy world-class attractions. So the very essence, the very fabric of what makes the destination available to to opposite-sex couples to celebrate their unity is the same foundation of which same-sex couples will come for as well.
And Newport was built on parties, right? I mean, that was the mansions are really, they're built for large gatherings, gala events.
You know, the 1890s was a very unusual chapter in American history, the Gilded Age. And, you know, all these New Yorkers and Philadelphia folks came and built their summer cottages. But yes, Mark, that was a big part of it was entertainment, to come and celebrate and entertain. And the city has a long history of hospitality back to the days when the Navy expanded there and welcoming families, you know, literally from all over the United States. And that tradition evolved and morphed into the American History chapter, the Gilded Age, and further expanded as the city became a sailing capital. And obviously, we've celebrated many, many sailing competitions over a good, strong adult drink.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, and our guest is President and CEO of Discover Newport, Evan Smith. What are entertainment, tourism, hosting facilities doing to familiarize themselves with any sensitizing that may be needed for handling same-sex clients?
We're very fortunate in that we have a very high density of small lodging in and around the Newport and Bristol County area. We have the second largest number of bed and breakfasts in the United States after the city of San Francisco. And a lot of these properties have been, for a long time, been in the game of marketing themselves to same-sex couples, to making sure that these individuals are welcome, that their ownership and travel experience is not only welcome but is accepted, and so that they're not going to be made to be feel uncomfortable or unwelcome. That kind of mindset now has to broaden into other segments of the industry. And there's a same-sex wedding show this weekend, and this will be an opportunity for a lot of businesses to come and to start that process, to start reaching out and saying, we want your business, we welcome your business, and we want to work with you. And in my cases, I've spoken to many florists and musicians, transportation companies, venues. They are a great deal of excitement in the community about this, and they've already taken the biggest step, which is to open their arms and say, please come.
So as professionals, they would obviously research what would be needed to accommodate same-sex clients.
Indeed. And there's nothing inherently scientific about this. A number of different demographic surveys, national demographic surveys, show that gay and lesbian travelers have a very high incidence of investing in cultural activities, culinary activities. And so to do the homework necessary to do this, I think one only needs to look at some of the surveys that are available out there to see the types of key triggers that will attract gay and lesbian couples to our destination.
So Discover Newport goes out and markets itself, markets the region across the country at various trade shows. Have you developed your own new campaign to add on to what you already do for weddings and celebrations? Is that something you do already?
It's something that we've been doing at a lower level for about the last decade. This topic isn't brand new for us. The actual acceptance of the institution of marriage is brand new, but we've been marketing to the gay and lesbian community for the last 10 years. And a lot of that is done by international symbols of the rainbow. It's also, we've run advertisements in various different national publications that are targeted primarily at gay and lesbian travelers. Has it been a major thrust of our program? No, it's been under 10% of our total marketing budget we've been investing in gay and lesbian travel. I think it's going to be expanded.
Okay, we have to leave that here. Our thanks to Evan Smith, President and CEO of Discover Newport.
Thank you very much for having me again.
And thanks to Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy.
Great as always, Dave.
I'm Dave Fallon. This has been The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.